Our next guest spends her days creating a musical landscape for movies and TV. Alexandra Patsavas picks the music for shows like Grey's Anatomy and Mad Men. She also put together the soundtrack for the Twilight vampire movies, including the one that recently enjoyed the biggest opening day ever. She's a music supervisor, and now Alexandra Patsavas is our latest guest to recommend DVDs. Hollywood insiders suggest what we should watch at home.
Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome.
As a woman who works in the music business, I don't always pick music movies as the ones I like to watch over and over again, but The Music Man definitely influenced me.
This is different from most movies because usually the soundtrack is sneaking up behind, but this is front and center. It's a musical.
That's right. Of course, based on the Broadway musical. Such great songs, Shirley Jones, Robert Preston, you know, Robert starring as Harold Hill, who arrives in Iowa to sort of cheat everybody and, of course, falls in love with Marion the librarian and you know, chaos ensues. But it is such a beautiful movie.
He pretends to be a graduate of the Gary, Indiana Musical Conservatory class of '05, I think.
That's '05, and we're in the aughts again, aren't we? But yes, it's such a heartwarming movie. The songs have stuck with me my entire life, and I can still sing along.
Okay, will you sing with me, 76 trombones? Can we do that?
All right.
76 trombones.
Six trombones in the big parade.
With 110 cornets.
Close at hand.
76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind.
Now, there is another film on your list that is not a musical, but the music certainly is famous. It became a soundtrack album. It was a huge hit on the radio. I think anybody alive in the 80s knows songs like Pretty in Pink, which is the name of the movie.
Right, Pretty in Pink. The title of the movie comes from a psychedelic furs song of the same name that was written prior to John Hughes writing Pretty in Pink. And the movie came out in 1986, the year that I graduated from a suburban Chicago school, much like Andy's school. Andy, of course, the fashion-conscious, new wave girl who I certainly aspired to be at that time. It was about the girl from the wrong side of the tracks who fell in love with the preppy. And behind all the drama was a song called If You Leave, which Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark actually wrote for the film. You can't hear the song without thinking about what happens.
You told me you couldn't believe in somebody who didn't believe in you. I believed in you. Always believed in you. You just didn't believe in me. I love you.
That's sort of the best thing that could happen as a supervisor, is to find that exact right song.
What does a music supervisor do?
A music supervisor bridges the filmmakers and the music industry, and we work to help find the right musical point of view for the project.
And so you're not composing, but you are, in effect, producing the musical end of things. That's what's happening.
That's a really good way to put it. Some music supervisors are composers. I'm not. And yes, you help to hire the composer. You might put together. Recently, I worked on a movie called New Moon. We had 4 or 5 songs written specifically for the movie. The artist came in, sat with the director. We talked about feel and lyrical content and what the songs needed to express.
The next movie on your list is Sexy Beast.
Oh, Sexy Beast. What a shocker that movie is. What a great movie.
What's it about?
It's about a retired safecracker who, after serving time in jail, has moved with the love of his life, a former porn star, to a villa in Spain. And the opening strains of the movie are Peaches by the Stranglers, which is such an amazing, evocative song.
Walking on the beaches, looking at the peaches. Well, I got the notion, girl, that you got some.
We see our retired gangster, and then, of course, later on, Ben Kingsley's Don, one of the angriest, most vibrating sociopaths the world has ever met, comes to ruin it all.
It's a testament to Ben Kingsley, I suppose, that he could play a crazy sociopath as you describe him, and this is the same actor who played Gandhi.
That's right.
Where are you going? I'm just taking the ladies out for Sunday to eat. Leave you two to it.
What, ain't I invited?
No, Don. No, of course you weren't, Don. Only I thought you might want some time. Talk about things.
No, I'm joking.
I love this movie.
What do you love about this movie? Because it looks a little different than some of the more romantic choices on your list,
Jen. I know. I love the music. I love how the music makes the movie feel. And I don't know. There's something about the movie that I just think is perfect.
Now, I wonder if it's also the music that draws you to a television program, which you've put on your list of recommended DVDs, Free to Be You and Me. What is that?
Free to Be You and Me was first a record album and an illustrated songbook that came out for kids in the early 70s. I think it was like 73 or 74. I sang along. I read along. I'm not going to sing again, but I would like nothing more actually than to redo it and have current bands from the 2010s recreate some of these songs.
It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. It's all right to cry. It might make you feel better.
Well, Alexandra Patsavas, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can find all the DVD picks from music supervisor Alexandra Patsavas at npr.org. From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarboe.
Audio engineers include Arthur Holliday-Laurent, Dennis Nielsen, Ted Mebane, Kurt Stalnaker, Vince Muse, Greg Gavin, Preston Brown, John Widoff, Stacey Abbott, and Renee Pringle with Theo Mondel at NPR West. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.